Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Key. How may I help you?
Yes, this is Robert Chesser. I see on my bank you guys took out $59.95, and I don't even know you.
Can I get your zip code to pull up your account?
32960. I don't think I have an account there.
Okay, we can verify that. Can I get your first and last name again?
Mine's Robert Chesser. My wife is Donna Chesser.
We have a Donna Chesser.
Okay. And what would she buy?
Yes, sir. And for security purposes, can you verify the shipping address for me?
The what?
Your shipping address.
Oh, 1670 11th Place, Vero Beach, Florida, 32960.
Yes, sir. So it's showing that you made the purchase for our Icon smartwatch and our mini pods.
Is that smartwatch you guys sent her?
Yes, sir. It's the fitness watch and the earbuds.
And I never did get a charge report.
I'm sorry?
All that was in the box was the watch. There wasn't no pad charge report.
No, sir. So the way to charge that watch is you have to take the band off. The band is going to show a UBS piece, and you plug that straight into the box. It's not a charging cord.
Okay. She received it a week or so ago.
Yes, sir. She paid the shipping charges to receive that watch on March the 15th. It was delivered to her home on the 25th of March.
Hold on, I'm going to go in there and you can tell her this. I didn't know anything about it. Donna, here. Yeah, tell her about it, please.
So the product that was purchased was the Icon smartwatch and the earbuds. You paid the shipping charges up front on that product. It was on a 14-day trial. You had 14 days to try that product out. If you did not like it, you were supposed to... I'm sorry?
Different company.
Oh, okay. You know what I got to do? I got to quit taking another shot. I did a couple. You know, I go into Amazon and they give you a. I think that I was only supposed to pay $5.99 for each one of those.
Yes, ma'am. That was the shipping charges, but it was a 14-day trial to try it out. If you did not like it, you're supposed to call back in to cancel that trial, or you'll be billed the original cost of those products.
Can I get rid of them?
I mean, due to health regulations and COVID, we cannot allow that product back into the warehouse. We could offer a 35% refund as a courtesy on those last two charges.
What is she saying? Can I send these things back?
No, ma'am. As I briefly stated, due to health regulations and COVID, we cannot allow that product back into the warehouse. As a courtesy, we could offer you a 35% refund on those charges.
$35 for the charges?
35% refund on those charges.
A refund. Okay. What kind is it? A refund for, like, both of them or a refund each one of them?
You'll receive a 35% refund on both of the charges.
Okay, well, go ahead and do that then, and I just won't take any more of these.
Don't take off your list.
Yeah, take us off the list then. But thank you. Thank you for doing that.
What about the address?
What do we send? What do you need for me to send it?
No, ma'am. You don't have to give me any information. You should receive an email confirming that the refund is on the way and your account is canceled out, so you won't be able to ship any more of our products.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
I get $35 refund. Thank you.